The House Secondary Education and Career Development Subcommittee meeting will now come to order. For the record, please remember to turn your microphones on for roll call. And Missy, will you please call the roll?
Chair McLean.
Here.
Vice Chair Schoaf. Ranking Member Bush.
Here.
Representative Andrade.
Here.
Representative Benjamin.
Here.
Representative Barrero.
Here.
Representative Fisher.
Here.
Representative Gia Lombardo.
Here.
Representative Harding. Representative Maggard.
Here.
Representative Maney.
Here.
Representative Omfroy. Representative Rizzo.
Here.
Representative Robinson.
Here.
Representative Tuck. Representative Valdez.
Present.
Representative Woodson.
Yeah.
Representative Yarborough.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, Missy. Let the record show that a quorum is present. Members, please remember to silence all your electronic devices. Be recognized by the chair before addressing the committee or the presenters, and make sure your microphones are on after you've been recognized and when voting on a bill. In order to abide by our COVID guidelines, please remember to keep your face mask on at all times when speaking at the podium. This applies to members and the public. Members, today we have eight bills on the agenda. We've got 3 hours to get it done, so I expect we'll be able to do that. And the first bill this morning that we'll hear is House Bill 1061 by Representative Rodriguez. Representative Smith. I thought y'all were tag teaming or something out there. By Representative Smith. Representative Smith, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair and committee members. What I'm presenting today is HB 1061, Schools of Hope. Schools of Hope are charter schools that have been established to provide opportunities for students in persistently low-performing schools. They also operate in federal opportunity zones and tap into federal dollars. You must have a proven track record to operate as a HOPE operator in the state of Florida. This statute was established in 2016. There are five approved operators today operating 12 schools of HOPE. This bill is not about big picture charter schools and the merits of charter schools. That decision was made many years ago. As a matter of fact, 25 years ago this week, Governor Lawton Childs signed legislation that started us on a path of school choice and charter schools here in the state. This decision for Schools of Hope has already been established in past legislation. What 1061 does is about facilitating the success of Schools of Hope, but more importantly, about facilitating the success of the students that are in those schools. As an example, KIPP Miami, which Knowledge is Power program, operates three schools. 97% of those students are on free or reduced lunch. A question that came out of the last committee stop was that 93% of the students are African American. 43% of the HOPE operators are run by African Americans. It's not a network of nonprofits, so there is no ownership, but the operators, 43%, are African American. The strength of Schools of HOPE is that they're a part of a network of nonprofits. And their data supports their success. 78% of the graduates from a School of Hope attend college, and they have a four times the national average of graduation rate from college. Schools of Hope lay a foundation for the success. So bottom line, if you have a charter school in your district, you want it to be a School of Hope. Now let me tell you a little bit about the bill. In order to put more money into education and not administration, HB 1061 asks for some flexibility in three administrative processes, one Department of Education change, and one financial accounting matter. Now, let me be clear. This bill asks for no additional money for charter schools. There's an issue with fingerprinting on background checks to be performed by a duly licensed agent in the state of Florida. That's one of the administrative changes. They want to do consolidated quarterly audits. Remember, this is a network of operators. Instead of doing each individual School of Hope, they want to do a quarterly audit for all the Schools of Hope and then report that to the school district, as is normal with a charter school. And if a HOPE operator is considered an education agency for that federal funding, then they want to be able to report their numbers and statistics directly to the Department of Education, as opposed to having to redundantly go through a school board. 1061 asked the Department of Education to produce a consolidated list of underused and vacant school facilities. This is already done by the 67 school districts, but they want the Department of Education to consolidate it. So this HOPE operators have an opportunity to look for those underused facilities to lower costs, again, to put more money into education, not administration. Additionally, the bill asked to spend the state funding that they receive in a rotational basis to extend that funding over 7 years, vice five. As you can imagine, with COVID, that has impacted planned openings, the enrollment, hiring, facilities. Schools of Hope are put into these persistently low school districts and under typically impoverished neighborhoods. I look at it, it's much like planting a church. There's a lot of planning that goes into. These are not mom and pop charter schools that pop up. A lot of thought goes into this. And again, as I close, Chair, I'd like to reiterate, this is no additional funding for charter schools. And that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Smith. Members, are there questions on the bill? Questions on the bill? Representative Robinson, you're recognized for a question.
Okay. My question has to do with the years and the amount of money. So originally they had 5 years. Where are we in those 5 years?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. 90% of the money has been obligated or expended. So we're really talking about a little bit of more, the 10% of the money spread over a little bit, a couple more years.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, there is one amendment. Representative Smith, you're recognized to explain amendment barcode 351021.
Thank you, Chair. A technical amendment aligns with language with the Senate that just outlined, as I briefed you on the quarterly audits that are required by all charter schools, the language of the amendment just clarifies what is into the audit. That is the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Smith. Members, do you have questions on the amendment? Any questions on the amendment? Is there any objection to the amendment? Show the amendment adopted without objection. We are back on the bill as amended. Are there appearance cards? There are. Deborah Mortham waves in support. Thanks. Yeah, thank you. Christian Kamara, Florida Charter School Alliance, waves in support. Natalie King, Pepin Academy, Pasco and Pepin Academies, Hillsboro, waves in support. Philip Singleton. Adam Miller. Thank you, appreciate that. Those are all the appearance cards we have. Members, we are in debate. Is there debate on the bill? Debate on the bill. Representative Smith, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I'll waive close in essence of time, Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Missy, would you please call the roll?
Representative Zandrotti?
Yes.
Benjamin?
Yes.
Barrero?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Gilombardo? Harding?
Yes.
Maggard?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Omproy? Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Schoaf? Tuck? Valdez?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Yarborough?
Yes.
Chair McClain?
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, HB 1061 will be reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Mm-hmm. Next, we'll move on to House Bill 1031 by Representative A. Rodriguez,
all right.
Charter Schools. You are recognized to explain HB 1031.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, committee members. House Bill 1031 is a bill entitled Charter Schools and addresses the following items. It removes the date for when the district sponsors have to report to DOE the number of draft applications and number of final applications submitted. It requires a charter school sponsor to receive and consider charter school applications submitted at any time during the calendar year, and also allows the applicants to determine the opening date of the proposed charter school. It allows a high-performing charter school to determine in its application when it will open new schools and removes the limitation on when it may submit subsequent applications. It authorizes a virtual charter school to provide part-time virtual instructions to students, and it authorizes charter school networks to share unused, audited, surplus, unrestricted assets with their other schools within the state. And, Mr. Chair, that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative. Members, are there questions on the bill? Any questions? All right, there are no amendments. Are there appearance cards? There are. Christian Kamara waves in support. Natalie King, Pepin Academies in Pasco and Hillsborough waves in support. Andriana Figueroa. Those are all of the appearance cards we have. Is there debate, members? Is there debate? Seeing none, Representative Rodriguez, you are recognized to close.
We have closed, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Missy, would you please call the roll?
Representatives Andrade?
Yes.
Benjamin?
No.
Marrero?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Gia Lombardo? Harding?
Yes.
Maggard?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Omfroy? Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson?
No.
Schoaf?
Yes.
Cup? Valdez?
Yes.
Woodson?
No.
Yarborough?
Yes.
Chair McClain?
Yes.
12 yeas, 3 nays.
Members, by your vote, House Bill 1031 will be reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative.
Thank you, Chair and Committee members.
You're welcome, members. Now we will move on to House Bill 383 by Representative Plasencia. And that's the only time I'm going to say that. I'll call in Coach P from the remainder of the meeting. Coach P, you're recognized to explain CS for HB 383.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And it feels strange being called Representative Plasencia, so thank you. Members, PCS for HB 383 requires a public school principal or designee to attempt notification to a student's parent before the student is transported to a receiving facility for an involuntary examination under Baker Act, and that is the bill.
Thank you, Coach P. Members, are there questions on the bill? Any questions? There are none. There are no amendments. Are there appearance cards? There are. Carrie Boyd, SPLC Action Fund waves in support. Shane Messer, Florida Council for Behavioral Health Care, waves in support. Christian Miner, Florida Juvenile Justice Association, waves in support. Nancy Daniels, Florida Public Defender Association Incorporated, waves in support. Karen Woodall, Florida Center for Fiscal and Economic Policy, SPLC Action Fund, waves in support. And Edeline Joseph Theophile? Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Angie Gallo, Alliance for Public Schools? Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Those are all the appearance cards that we have. Members, is there debate? Any debate on the bill? Representative Valdez, you're recognized in the debate.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Representative Coach, thank you very much for bringing this bill forward. When I read this bill, believe it or not, I had tears in my eyes because as a school board member, I saw so many times in which hands were tied. Mm-hmm. And I can only just imagine being a parent of a child that's being hauled away and not receiving that phone call. Thank you for this bill, and I'm glad to co-sponsor it as well as vote up on it today. So thank you very much for your thoughtfulness.
Any debate? Any other debate, members? No, there is no more debate. Coach P, your representative, chairman, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, this is it's a horrific experience for a child and a family to go through. If a child gets to a point where the Baker Act is a consideration of an action being taken, then there are a lot of underlying issues already. This exasperates the issue. We need to figure something out and make this a last resort. And I know that there are other bills traveling that have different provisions that address the Baker Act within our schools. This is just one component, but hopefully we can get this and the other bills through, because there's so much more we need to do for our kids as far as mental health, and this is a start. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Having closed on his bill, Missy, could you please call the roll?
Representatives Andrade? Benjamin?
Yes.
Marrero?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Gil Lombardo? Harding?
Yes.
Maggard?
Yes.
Maney?
Proud to be a yes.
Omfroy? Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Shove?
Yes.
Tuck? Valdez?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Yarborough?
Yes.
Chair McClain?
Yes.
14 yeas.
Members, by your vote, CS for House Bill 383 will be reported favorably. Congratulations, Chairman. Members, now we will move on to House Bill 827, which is by Representative Hawkins. Representative Hawkins, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Good morning, Chairman McClain, Vice Chair Shove, Ranking Member Bush, and committee members. Thank you for the opportunity to present HB 827. Members, this bill will provide school districts with the opportunity to use Advanced International Certificate of Education, better known as ACE, bonus FTE funding to support or add programs which expands access to rigorous courses and prepares prospective students for Cambridge ACE courses. Specifically, the bill will continue to require school districts to allocate 80% of the additional ACE funds to the school program where students generate the funds. Allow current ACE bonus FTE funding to provide teacher bonuses based on their students earning a minimum score on the pre-ACE International General Certificate of Secondary Education subject to examinations. Provide school districts the flexibility to create Cambridge programs as middle and elementary school pipelines by clarifying how the 80% of the additional funds can be used to support the ACE program. Help address equity and opportunity gaps by increasing access to rigorous programs that prepare prospective students for ACE courses and corresponding credits by exam, which would decrease time required to earn a post-secondary degree. And finally, encourage schools and districts to engage in activities to identify and enroll underrepresented students in rigorous coursework. Mr. Chairman, that is the bill.
Thank you, Representative Hawkins. Members, are there questions on the bill? Questions on the bill? Seeing none, there are no amendments. Are there appearance cards? There are. James Mosteller, Foundation for Florida's Future, waves in support. Angela Dempsey, Cambridge Assessment International Education. Thank you. Waving in support. Sherry Reach. Waving in support. Thank you. Those are all the appearance cards we have. Members, is there debate on the bill? Debate on the bill?
Sure.
Yes. Representative Rizzo, you're recognized in
debate. Thank you, Chair. Representative, thank you so much for bringing this forward. This was important, and I heard that it was floating around, and I was really scared that it wouldn't make it into the session. This is common on the other side with AP tests, and for public schools, it really is a point of pride to be able to get more and more kids the opportunity for these higher level courses. ACE has been around now for probably about 15, 16 years in Florida, and it really is a fantastic program, and these funds really are critical and really are reinvested into the school's program. So I'm glad to see this. Thank you very much for bringing it forth.
Members in debate, any debate? Seeing none, Representative Hawkins, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Mr. Chairman, respect for the committee's time and your time, I'll waive close.
Thank you. Representative Hawkins having closed on his bill. Missy, would you call the roll, please?
Representative Zandrotti? Benjamin?
Yes.
Marrero?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Gil Lombardo? Harding?
Yes.
Maggard?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Omfroy? Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Shove?
Yes.
Tuck? Valdez?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Yarborough?
Yes.
Chair McClain?
Yes.
14 yeas, zero nays.
Thank you. By your vote, PCS for HB 4, 827, thank you. Sorry, I switched pages already. 827 will be reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative.
Thank you. Thank you all for your support.
You're welcome. Where are we? 11:59. 12:17. Now, members, now we'll hear House Bill 1279 by Representative Mello. Representative, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Chair McClain, thank you, and good morning to members of the committee. HB 1279 requires that by December 1st, 2021, the Florida Talent Development Council shall submit to the governor, the Senate president, the Speaker of the House, the Board of Governors, and the State Board of Education a report with recommendations that address the feasibility of establishing and implementing the Pathways and Technology Early College High School Program, also known as PTEC, or a similar program in the state of Florida. The PTEC program, as defined in this bill, is a program that incorporates secondary and post-secondary education with workforce education and work experience by using a flexible 6-year integrated model in which students may work at their own pace. The report must entail a list of information as to how a PTEC program might function in our state. This bill would go a long way toward addressing the global skills gap by strengthening our state's future workforce and providing underserved youth with an innovative education that creates a direct pathway to college attainment and career readiness. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Mello. Members, are there questions on the bill? Questions on the bill? Seeing none, there are no amendments. Are there appearance cards? There is. Deborah Mortham, Foundation for Florida's Future, waves in support. Those are all the appearance cards we have. Members, is there debate? Debate on the bill? Seeing none, Representative Mello, you are recognized to close.
Thank you. I waive close, Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Missy, would you please call the roll?
Representatives Andrade? Benjamin?
Yes.
Barrera?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Gio-Lombardo? Harding?
Yes.
Maggard?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Pomeroy?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Schoaf?
Yes.
Tuck? Valdez?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Yarborough?
Yes.
Chair McClain?
Yes.
15 yeas, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, House Bill 1279 will be reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Members, now we'll move to House Bill 1159 by Representative Visada Cabrera. Good morning. You're welcome to... explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair, members of the committee. This bill will ensure that we train world-class educators and make sure that they're fully prepared to enter the classroom by providing greater flexibility for candidates to pass the general knowledge test by the time of graduation rather than upon entry into a teacher preparation program. It improves teacher preparation programs by equipping educators with practical mental health support strategies and empowering educators with technology training so that all teachers can utilize technology in meaningful ways in education and distance learning options throughout their careers. It will streamline the options for industry professionals to become career and technical education teachers. It expands high-quality pathways to demonstrate mastery of general knowledge and professional education exams. It will allow a master's degree or higher to count for the teacher certification general knowledge exam. It allows applicants who have completed an educator preparation institutes and have obtained an evaluation rating of highly effective to waive the professional education test requirement, and it modernizes critical areas for leadership professional development.
Thank you, Representative, for that explanation. Members, are there questions on the bill? Questions on the bill? Seeing none, there are no amendments. There are a few appearance cards. Debbie Mortham, Foundation for Florida's Future, waves in support. Eileen Fernandez, Orange County Public Schools, waves in support. Jessica Fowler, Department of Education, waves in support. Those are all the appearance cards that we have. Members, we are in debate. Is there any debate on the bill? Debate on the bill. Seeing none, Representative, you are recognized to close.
I'll waive close.
Thank you. Having closed on, Representative Busada Cabrera, having closed on her bill, Missy, would you please call the roll?
Representatives Andrade, Benjamin.
Yes.
Ferrero.
Yes.
Bush.
Yes.
Fisher.
Yes.
Gil Lombardo. Harding.
Yes.
Maggard.
Yes.
Maney.
Yes.
Omfroy.
Yes.
Rizzo.
Yes.
Robinson.
Yes.
Schoaf.
Yes.
Tuck.
Yes.
Valdez.
Yes.
Woodson.
Yes.
Yarborough.
Yes.
Chair McClain.
Yes. 16 yeas. Members, by your vote, House Bill 1159 will be reported favorably. Congratulations,
Thank
Representative.
You.
Now, members, we will move on to PCS for HB 429 by Representative Learned. Purple Star Campus is Representative. You are recognized to explain your PCS for HB 429.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Vice Chairman, Ranking Member, and members of the committee. I want to start on a personal level, thanking the Speaker and you, Mr. Chairman, for putting this on your agenda today. I'm a veteran of 11 years now. My first were on active duty. I deployed to the shores of Somalia, Benghazi, Yemen, and Iran. I'm also a new dad of twin third graders, and my tutoring center helps dozens of local military kids go through their own transitions to and from Brandon. And I say that because this bill is personal for me. I also want to thank my co-prime sponsor, General Maney. And we don't recognize this enough, but for those of you who don't know, General Maney, at the time he was hit by an IED in Afghanistan, was the highest ranking American officer wounded in the war in Afghanistan. He came home, wanted to continue his service, and frankly, as hard as I'm working on this bill, I don't think anybody's working harder on it than him, harassing me and you, Chairman, and every member of this committee, making sure that we do this and do it right for our military kids. Truthfully, we both wanted to run this bill, and it was his servant leadership and style and keeping with 245 years of military tradition that he graciously let the Navy lead the way today. Truthfully, this is a great bipartisan bill
Learned.
To help our transitioning.
Can you stay on the bill, please?
Yes, sir. To help our transitioning military families. The average military student attends 8 to 10 different schools during their K-12 career. Their parents will often deploy to combat zones for months at a time, and many of these kids struggle as a result. This bill fundamentally creates the Purple Star designation for military-friendly schools, creates minimum standards for those schools, and empowers the Department of Education to manage the program. This bill empowers families to choose smartly the local school that they may never have seen before that meets their family's unique needs. And that, Mr. Chairman, is the bill.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Maney, since you are the prime co on this, do you have anything you'd like to add to the great introduction that your partner's already made, or any type of military back and forth between the two branches or whatever it might be?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I think all I would say is go Army, beat Navy again.
That could have been saved for debate probably, but that's okay. Thank you. Members, are there questions on the bill? Any questions on the bill? No questions. There are no amendments. There are some appearance cards. Michael Barrett, Florida Conference of Catholic Bishops, waves in support. James Mosteller, Foundation for Florida's Future, waves in support. Robert Stewart, Hillsborough County Public Schools, waves in support. Angie Gallo? Yeah, I'm sorry. Thank you, Angie. Those were all the appearance cards that we have. Members, we are in debate. Is there any debate? Representative Harding, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I just wanted to thank both of you all for running this bill. You know, it's an honor as a country boy from Williston, Florida, to have the opportunity to serve with you two is an honor. And just thank you for your service, and thanks for running this really good bill.
Thank you. Representative Ranking Member Bush.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. To both of you, primes and co-prime, we want to thank you for bringing this bill forth. We want to thank you for your commitment, your dedication, your sacrifices that were made to serve this great country. And I'm honored to sit here today and be able to vote yes on this bill. Thank you so much for the bill.
Thank you. Representative Robinson, you're recognized.
I just wanted to say thank you, too, to both of you all. This is personal for me, not for me personally, but my niece, she's in the military, and she has a young child, and I've already seen the process of having to change schools and things like this. And being an educator, I've seen it happen time and time again, so this is very important.
Thank you. Representative Benjamin, you're recognized in debate.
Yes, and following the leadership of the General, go Army, beat Navy again.
Representative Woodson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Rep. Leonard and Rep. Mooney, I want to thank you for your service first. And I want to add to that, Rep. Leonard, I'm very proud to have you as a colleague. I've seen how you have worked on this bill and so many others. And this is a great bill to educate our military families on quality and not quantity. So thank you so much. I appreciate your work on this bill, and I look forward to supporting it. Thank you.
In debate? I'd just like to add I think I can probably speak for most of the members. Thank you for your service to our country. Thank you for your service to the state now. And it's a great bill. And took us a little while to get here, but it's all good. You got plenty of time. So thank you. Did you want to say something, Representative Maney? You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The one quick thing that I would add to the excellent exposition of this bill, when Florida did not get the Space Command this last year, the one thing that Florida was marked as deficient on was education. And I think that's because DOD didn't understand how hard our educators work to take care of our students of military families. And this bill, I think, will go a long way to elevating that recognition of Florida's educators and how hard they work. Thank you. And I appreciate everybody's support, hopefully, for this bill.
Thank you. Representative Learn, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In the interest of time, I'll wave close.
Thank you, Representative. Missy, would you call the roll, please?
Representative Zandrotti? Benjamin?
Yes.
Ferrero?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Gio Lombardo? Harding?
Yes.
Maggard?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Humphrey?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Shove?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Yarborough?
Yes.
Chair McClain?
Yes.
16 yes, 0 nays.
Members, by your vote, PCS for HB 429 will be reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative Learned and Representative Maney.
Thank you.
We will now move on to House Bill 1033 by our own Representative Barrario, who has been waiting patiently to be able to present his bill. Are you going to do that from here?
I'll do it from here.
I think you should do it from there.
Okay, I will do it from there.
Thank you, Representative. Grace. We thought, Representative, I thought since you're with your home crowd here, it'd probably make it, you know, easier now that you're presenting your first bill to the committee. And I thought you might could go ahead and get a full flavor of what that's like. So you're right.
It's always a pleasure and always a privilege.
I didn't recognize you yet. Hold on.
Okay.
I was still making commentary.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Chair.
That's okay. So, Representative Barrario, you're recognized to explain House Bill 1033.
Mr. Chair, thank you for recognizing me. And thank you for the opportunity to present House Bill 1033. This is Certificate of Completion. Currently, there are a lot of technical career schools that are not allowing students who have completed a Certificate of Completion eligibility to enroll in technical programs. Some of them are not. They're only allowing students who have completed a high school diploma. The difference between a high school diploma and Certificate of Completion is with a high school diploma, you have completed your 24 basic credits at high school,
minimum GPA with 2.0 and passed the FSA. Students with a certificate of completion have merely completed the 24 credit requirements but have not completed the minimum 2.0 GPA or the state assessment test. So what this bill will do is it will guarantee that students who have completed at least a certificate of completion eligibility to enroll in technical career centers, technical career schools, and give them the opportunity to advance themselves. We want to afford students with the opportunity to improve their future by enrolling in technical career schools, be it phlebotomists, be it barbers, be it plumbers, and make sure they have the opportunity to enroll. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative. That was an excellent explanation of House Bill 1033. Members, are there questions on the bill? Questions on the bill? Surely somebody has a question. No questions. All right. I do have a question. Representative Monfroy, you are recognized.
Thank you very much, Chair. How many periods are in your bill?
How many periods are in my bill? I would have to read the bill and get back to you on, I'm not a grammar expert, Representative Omfroy, but I can definitely get that information back to you.
Thank you very much, Chair.
Is there a, Representative Maggard has a question.
Thank you, Representative Barrero. But did you just say you haven't read the bill yet?
You're recognized.
Thank you for recognizing me, Mr. Chair. I did not say that, Ms. Representative Maggard. What I did say is that, and if you'd like, although I don't want to take the entire committee's time up today, I can read through the language of the bill and count exactly how many periods there are.
You have plenty of time, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So going to Florida Statutes, Chapter 1001.44, Career Centers.
Are there other questions of the representative? There's no follow-up. I guess you're going to get back with him on, you'll be getting with, could you maybe supply that information to all the members on the committee, how many periods there are in the bill?
I absolutely will. You have my word, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Well, we'll find out what that's worth. Any other questions? There are no questions. There are appearance cards. Edeline Joseph Theophile? Waves in support. Thank you. Appreciate that. That is all the appearance cards. We are in debate, members. We are in debate. Any debate? Oh, we have Representative Woodson wants to debate. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to say that you handle yourself very well, and I look forward to support you on this bill. Very good bill. Thank you.
Representative Valdez, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and Representative Borrero, thank you very much for bringing forward this bill. This has been one of my hearts, if you will, having served on the school board for many years in Hillsborough County and realizing how many students get to walk across the stage and obtain that certificate of completion, all to then figure out that they had nowhere to go. This bill provides a pathway for our students to be successful and hopefully be able to move on to bigger and better things. And thank you for allowing me to be a prime co-sponsor on this bill. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Representative Omfroy, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you so very much, Chair. Representative Barrera, it has been an honor to serve with you, and I really do love this bill. Congratulations on presenting such an amazing bill to us to support.
Members in debate. Seeing no other debate, Representative Barrera, you're recognized to wave close.
I will wave close, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative. There's a motion to TP this bill. The chair doesn't recognize that at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. You owe me one. Having closed on his bill, Missy, would you call the roll, please?
Representative Zandrotti? Benjamin?
Yes.
Barrero?
Yes.
Bush?
Yes.
Fisher?
Yes.
Gia Lombardo? Harding?
Yes.
Maggard?
Yes.
Maney?
Yes.
Omfroy?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Shove?
Yes.
Tuck?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Woodson?
Yes.
Yarborough?
Yes.
Chair McClain?
Yes. 16 yeas, 0 nays. Members, now would be the time to make a motion to reconsider. By your vote, members, House Bill 1033 will be reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Representative.
Members, that is all the business we have for this morning. Unless someone else wants to bring something up. If not, Representative Bush moves we rise. We're adjourned.